all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. Today's episode is different. As you've learned, I'm a huge advocate of education and networking. I'm combining the two right here for you in an ongoing mini-series called Connecting Students. I've interviewed a handful of students that are about to graduate or recently graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. All of these students were in my B2B sales and marketing course. I encourage you, as the business professional, to reach out and connect with any of these students who you might find interesting. Today, I'm interviewing Paige and Mitch. Our guest is Paige Bransky. Paige is currently working on her marketing degree with International Business Certificate at UWM and is employed as a marketing and communications intern with the Master Lock Company. After graduating, she plans to go into marketing research and consulting. Paige, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. And why don't you share a little bit about your background with us?
Sure. So growing up in Hartford, Wisconsin, it's about 40 minutes away north from Milwaukee. I grew up in that kind of small town and came down to Milwaukee to always visit friends and family. Really just fell in love with the big city kind of atmosphere. All the hustle and bustle is just something that I always felt that I belonged a part of. So all throughout high school, I worked a bunch of different customer service jobs. I had friends whose parents owned restaurants, so I was constantly serving or hostessing, and really fell in love with that kind of customer relationship aspect, a part of it. So came to Milwaukee to really pursue networking. I had a couple of different options of schools I could have gone through, but came to Milwaukee just because I really wanted to make those connections. Felt like that would be very beneficial. So chose marketing and international business because international business, I really want to travel. I had the opportunity to go study abroad in France last May for a couple of weeks, and that was just an experience of a lifetime. Ever since then, the travel bug really bit me, so trying to go through with that and continue on.
Cool. Very cool. And marketing, why that?
So I'm really interested in a bunch of different things, I would say. So marketing research, more the aspect of what motivates people to buy, kind of that, what's making them purchase things that they do and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But also kind of looking at that teacher aspect, what can we bring to the table to help businesses continue to grow? What's their pain points and what is really hurting them?
Sure. Absolutely. Really good. So tell me a little bit about the ideal position or company that you want to be working with after you graduate.
Yeah, definitely. So marketing research and consulting is definitely something that I could see pursuing in the future, but more kind of a long term. Short term right now, being young and recently graduating in May, I definitely want to be able to use my certificate to travel while I can and don't have any obligations currently. So being able to travel, being able to kind of be more creative and being that retail branding, I think would be very beneficial too.
Okay. What expectations do you have of the individual who will be managing you?
Expectations I have would definitely be 100% collaboration and guidance. So right now, I think that the most beneficial thing that I have is that team building kind of atmosphere. So being able to come to my team with questions, to collaborate, really build off of anything that I'm in need of and also the things that they would need from me.
Really good. Let's talk about school a little bit. What was your favorite class while you were going to school and why?
Oh, man. Favorite class. Do I get to say business to business?
If you want.
No. While I do love business to business, I would probably say that my consumer behavior class was probably the most beneficial because I was always interested in that kind of psychology aspect along with that. So looking at why people purchase the things that they do, looking at their habits, looking at their motivators, their personalities. Every buyer is going to be very different depending on that age category and their demographic. So I would definitely say that consumer behavior was the backbone for that.
Nice. That was one of my favorites way really? Back when. One of my top fives, I'd say.
Definitely.
Okay, so what do you do for fun outside of school or work?
I always tell people that that's a terrible time for me to answer that question just because it's senior year and we're wrapping everything up.
Sure.
But I would definitely say anything really creative. So reading, photography, exercising, of course, Netflix. So anything that I'm able to kind of be creative upon and really be able to expand using different things.
What kind of books are you reading?
What kind of books? So right now I am reading a couple of different ones for my marketing seminar course. They're more books that are geared towards social networking, why people do the things that they do. We just read one recently called Switch. Mm-hmm. So that was focusing on kind of looking at the switch between different customers and the choices that they make. So what kind of, like, is their keyword or that switch that turns them on and off to be able to buy that product?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. So what is your opinion of the stereotype associated with your generation?
Boy.
Especially in the workplace.
Yes. In the workplace, I would say that there's both positive and negative. I think that a lot of people do think that we automatically know 100% everything there is to know about social media. For me personally, I do use social media, but I'm not going to consider myself an expert. There are people that have thousands of followers and get tons of likes on every single thing that they post. I personally don't really care about that or really would take the time to kind of make sure that I get those likes or ensure that they're actually coming. I think that if I were working for a business or something like that, that's something that I would do. But for me personally, I don't get the gratification from that. And I think that's kind of the stereotype that a lot of people think is that we're kind of more materialistic in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. What about work ethic?
I think that they think that we're a lot more lazy because of that technology aspect, the consideration of always being on our phones. I think we've talked about in class about how there's always those people that are always on their phones. You never really make eye contact with them. At that trade show you were talking about, how you didn't see anyone besides looking at their phones. I think that's a terrible stereotype that we have, but it's just something that a lot of people have grown up with, and they don't really see living without it.
Yeah, interesting. So how do you intend to put your best foot forward when you start your new position after graduation?
Definitely, yeah. I think going back to the whole networking aspect, that's always going to be key, number one. Number two, I think it's just all about relationship building off of that networking. So for me personally, I try to be really, really personal with whoever I'm talking with. Creating that rapport, creating that kind of daily, would be able to get coffee or be able to get lunch sometime. Anything like that is just really going to be able to build that relationship.
Yeah, that's really important, especially because you're at the early stages of your career. You have no idea where anyone's going to be down
when
the road.
When or where,
yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. Good. You've been listening. So when you graduate, there's going to be thousands of other people with the same skill set, background, education that you have. What differentiates you from the others that are graduating with you?
Sure. So I think both my personality and my experience, my personality being that I am very personable, but my experience being that for marketing, I worked two different internships. So I'm currently at the Master Lock company, but it's more of that kind of analytical internship. So I'm able to do kind of the data entry and the more daily tasks, whereas before I was working at an interior design company called BSI. So there it was more kind of creative, more graphic design based, really working in the Adobe suites and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So kind of building that well-rounded intern is what I like to think of myself as.
Uh-huh.
So I think getting both perspectives is something that makes me qualified for a lot more than just that specific analytical person or that specific creative person. So it's going
to
be both.
Yeah, well, and that's really, really good to have that diversity. My curiosity has me wanting to ask, which one did you enjoy more?
Well, I would say that there's pros and cons to both, but I would definitely prefer the more creative aspects of whatever job I'm in. So I would say that the daily tasks, I would definitely prefer working at my previous job, but the job that I'm currently in allows me to work internationally and be able to connect with people throughout the company worldwide. So that's great.
Nice. Okay. Really good. As we approach 2018, I've been asking everyone this. What predictions, if any, do you have for where digital is going to be in the new year?
Onward and upward. I mean, there's no going back. I mean, everywhere, if you don't embrace technology, you're lost. And you're going to be back with the bunch. So I think a lot of trends that I've been seeing would probably be that's a good question. very media-based, very not only looking at the media now, but it's very in-the-moment kind of media. So Facebook Live, Instagram Live, anything that really grabs the attention of, oh, this is happening now, I think really grabs people's attention to want to be able to look at that right away before it's gone, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Yeah, really good. Really good insight there. So we've covered a handful of things. Is there anything that you would like to say or share to help the business hiring world know more about you and your strengths?
I would say that beyond my personality, beyond my networking and relationship building techniques, it's all about just kind of looking at the people around you, building those relationships within your teams, being able to kind of expand your knowledge. I kind of have that student mentality of being able to learn things that I probably would never think to learn of. I used to work actually in the admissions office over at UWM, and it was kind of funny because I worked with a lot of people that were signing up and registering for classes, and I found that a lot of people that were coming in were that 55 and plus age group. So they had just quit their jobs, they're retiring, whatever they're planning on doing, but they're coming back and they want to take those additional classes and they want to keep learning and continue on their education.
Yeah. That's a lifelong learner. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that. Huge advocate of that. And anyone that listens to my podcast knows it because I preach it constantly. all right. So if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they could reach you?
Definitely, yeah. So phone number, email, and LinkedIn. So phone number is 414-731-5902. LinkedIn would be Paige Baranski, and email would be Baranski, B-A-R-A-N-S-K-I, at uwm.edu.
All right. Thank you so much, Paige, for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Today's guest is Mitchell Milaitis. He's majoring in marketing and finance. Mitchell's ultimate goal is to own and operate his own business. In his free time, he enjoys golfing, snowboarding, and developing his clothing company. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having me today.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background? Expand on that a little bit.
So I started high school in Homestead, and I moved to college at Platteville for engineering. From there, I played the soccer team for a little bit and transferred to UWM my sophomore year to do finance and marketing. And ever since, I've enjoyed it.
All right. So why did you decide to pursue finance and marketing as your degree?
Well, I started with finance because that's what my father was in, and it seemed to be the right way to go. And I did enjoy the problem-solving and analytical thoughts process with it. And then about halfway through my semester, I started a clothing company, and I found that a lot of it had to do with marketing. And I just enjoyed it a lot, so I continued to work through that, and I added it as a major, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Well, obviously, I'm going to say that marketing is the best background and degree yes. to pursue, right? Because that's where the space that I'm in. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about your future career path here and where you might see yourself after you graduate. What would be your ideal position or a company that you would like to be working with or at after you graduate?
Oh, my ideal position would be with a company that's a smaller company, someone who I can learn from and grow my marketing background with, something I can use in the future and grow with.
Okay. What expectations would you have or do you have of that person who is going to be managing you in the future?
Just to give a general guideline of where to grow, so I can use my creative ability to grow into that area. Just a guideline to expand my knowledge.
Okay. In school, what has been your favorite class and why?
My favorite class was entrepreneurship. The reason being because I was able to go through all the aspects of creating a business plan, through how we're going to market, the financials, how you're going to fund the project and so forth. So that just encompassed everything that I've been learning so far, and it was quite enjoyable.
And you took that into action, and you actually have a clothing company online now,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. The class I actually took after I started the clothing line, and now it's really going to help me on my rebranding of the brand.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. So what are you doing for fun outside of school and your clothing company or any other work that you have right now?
I usually like to, in the summer, I like to golf, and during the winter, I like to snowboard. Those are the two things I really spend my time doing other than work and school.
So outdoor activities.
Yes, I like the outdoors, yes.
Yeah, that's good. This is going to be a little fun one, and I'm really interested in your perspective on this. What is your opinion of the stereotype associated with your generation in the work world?
I find it fairly realistic when I've seen a lot of people, but at the same time, there's obviously a lot of people who want to focus and do work. The stereotype of my age group that want to work less and earn more or work digitally on their own, I find that some people do tend to work hard and make it in social media in the digital age, but other times people don't necessarily realize what it really takes. Work is still work, and just because you can go on Instagram and post things, that's not work. Mm-hmm. So I find that a lot of people who really want to do things in my age group are doing great, but some people seem that it might be too easy, but it's not.
So what would you say to the manager or leader that is not thrilled with your generation right now, but obviously they have to be accepting of who you are entering this workforce, right? How would you kind of combat the stereotype that is being thrown out there?
As a individual for the manager, just try to find their character the best. Talk to them and be friendly to them so they feel comfortable. I feel like maybe a lot of people nowadays are through social media and they feel comfortable talking to people through social aspects online and digitally, not necessarily in person. So if you're able to connect with them on a personal level, they might open up and realize that you're helping them, that they want to work harder.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Good insight there. Thank you. So Mitchell, how do you intend to put your best foot forward when you start your new position after graduation?
I intend just to work hard at it. I go above and beyond what needs to be done, and hopefully that keeps on track through the future.
Okay, let's dive deeper into that. Okay. A little bit. What does work hard at it and go above and beyond mean to you?
If the things need to be done that day isn't in the 9 to 5 and you need to take an extra hour to complete it, you take the extra hour to complete it. Things like that. It's just making sure things are done, whether or not you were able to get them done or not, but make sure it was on the schedule's timeline.
Okay. All right. So is there anything that you would like to say or share to help the business hiring world know more about you and your strengths?
So one of my biggest strengths is that I go and experience things. I try to experience them before I necessarily know everything about them, because you can't know everything about them without experiencing things.
Okay. So now this graduating class that's coming up, there's obviously a lot of new individuals entering the workforce with backgrounds in marketing and finance. What is differentiating you from the rest of the thousands of students graduating?
I would say the main thing that differentiates me is the fact that I started a business. I showed that I had passion, and I took advantage of it. It's something I want to do, and I think that if an employer sees that someone's passionate enough to start their own business to work towards a goal, it shows that they have a drive and effort to do another job in the workforce.
That's good. That is really good. So, random, really fun question here, but do you have a prediction for where digital is going in 2018?
I believe I do. I think digital is going to slightly, not necessarily shrink, but I think there's going to be less new things out in 2018. So I feel like the trends are that a lot of the major competitors in the social media and digital age is kind of now competing against each other now instead of trying to create new things and have new ideas. So for instance, the stories with Snapchat. Well, now Instagram using them, Facebook is using them, all these, you know, it's getting copied because something worked, not necessarily the innovation. So I feel like this next year is going to be a lot of one innovation and a lot of copying.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a really good trend that you've identified. Good prediction. All right, Mitchell, if anyone is interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
You can reach me on my email, which is mitchell.milaitis@aol.com. My last name is spelled M-I-L-A-I-T-I-S. Or my phone number is 414-708-1679.
All right, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Yes, thank you, Gary.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.